Hey girls, Maria Menounos here, author of The Every Girl's Guide to Life. Want to know my best tips and secrets for organization, travel, weight loss, beauty, fashion, and everything else in between? Go to bing.com/Maria and pick up my new book, The Every Girl's Guide to Life.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for Vampire Diaries. Tonight's host is DJ Jesse Janity. Joining Jesse will be AfterBuzz co-hosts Janora McDuffie and Emily Harbord. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest Vampire Diaries news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off, and the buzz continues, DJ Jesse Janity!
Yo, what up, AfterBuzzers? It's your boy, DJ Jesse Janity, and we are here tonight with my two favorite mouse people ever, Miss Janora McDuffie.
Hello, everyone.
And Miss Emily Harbert.
Hi.
So, before we get started, have a couple things to say. Number one, of course, Maria Menounos, Every Girl's Guide to Life. Check it out. Amazing book. All your tips for guys, girls, moms, dads, dogs. Dogs, even dogs.
Hey.
So check it out. It's on stores. Go to Amazon.com. Wherever you can purchase something, it's probably there. Also, if you guys have visited AfterBuzzTV.com, you'll notice that some of your favorite episodes are not on there. We're sorry. Unfortunately, we are having a little site maintenance done, but it's for the better. We are getting video added to our website, so you'll be able to watch all the Ustream feeds on our actual website. So we're turning our website into a pimp website. Yes, very excited. Also, Stitcher.com. Make sure you guys check it out. Download it.
Yes.
By the way, tell them, fear not. Okay, so while the site's being maintained, there's always other options of listening. It's not like the shows aren't there.
Well, we were just going.
All right, you got me nervous.
Stitcher.com. Make sure you guys check it out. It's for your phone. You can download the app, and it's I'm always like really cautious about what apps I put on my phone because I feel like if I download an app, it's like a fire. Like I can't fire. I'm just really like crazy about it. But I downloaded Stitcher and it's really cool.
All right.
You can plug it into your car, listen to all of your favorite shows if you didn't catch up on it. If you didn't have anyone to talk to about it, you can listen into us and.
Yep.
I guess you would talk to yourself because you already taped it. But it's a real cool feature. Also, iTunes.com. Thank you, viewers. You guys are really keeping us up there in the top podcasts.
What were we last week?
I can't see on the
door. I think we were five. We're dropping down.
I think now you're top third.
Yeah.
Because I think, my prediction is this. Before tonight's episode premiered, people want to sort of recap and thoughts coming into it.
Yes. And I believe Sunday we were number three. So we've been steady for the week.
Love it.
So thank you guys. Make sure you subscribe and download those podcasts. It's free. You can't beat that.
You can't beat that with a bet.
No, you cannot. And yeah, of course, ustream.tv/AfterBuzzTV. And if you're listening, please, this is the last episode.
Call us.
424-256-1729. And we're talking about Vampire Diaries.
Not checking your voicemail. That was hilarious.
It was. But if you want to check your voicemail and you want to call us, please, just give us a little update. Okay. All right, so let's get into this.
Getting to the good stuff.
Vamp Diaries.
Season finale.
Season finale. It redeemed itself.
It did.
It really did.
Yeah.
We didn't really know where they were going to go last week.
Nowhere. Or we were predicting what it was going to be, this love story between Elena and Damon, and we were going to all throw up.
I mean,
I wasn't gonna throw up. I that.
We were gonna well, like, for the whole episode.
The whole, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like at the end. Yeah. Well, yeah. But we're not there yet. But no. Yeah.
So they started the episode off with that Damon and Elena, and it was kind of going at a slow pace. And I was like,
super slow.
I would disagree with you there.
Really?
I kind of like, I liked that they kind of got right into like him apologizing to her, him thinking that like he was. Like they, here's the thing. They got right into the storyline of
the love story
of the love story of this episode.
Well, I think where me and Janora are coming from are, I'll speak for myself, but I'm not a fan of the like. To me, the season finale, I get the love ties and all that stuff, but I want like the drama. I want drama. Okay. And I know that there is drama between the brothers liking her. But I mean, when I say drama, I want like
action.
I want action. I want like
But see, which we did this episode, just not the first 15 minutes.
No, I mean like Damon opening up the window.
Yeah, I'm gonna kill myself. I'm gonna take my ring off.
I think it was, well, here's the thing, if you think about it. How much action did we get last week? That's all it was.
I mean,
really,
okay,
last
I get
week. It was kind of so. And since it's so different from last week's episode, it's not part of the whole sacrifice mythology that we've
been seeing
this entire season. They did need to set it up a little bit.
The setup, I will say fair enough, because I mean, As far as what I felt we were going to get, I didn't think that they were going to bring Close back this episode.
No, I was completely surprised. And in fact, because I was so disappointed at last week's episode, when I saw Klaus, I was like, oh, man, not again.
What did you think they were? It was going to be like the final battle? Or
I actually didn't know. So maybe that's the redeeming part, is because it took me on a ride and I didn't know where it was going to go. I just didn't want it to go anywhere where it went last time. Like, I didn't want them to re-sacrifice and try it again. So it was interesting how it opened up that it was successful.
Right.
Because I was wondering why he was butt naked.
I know you were enjoying it.
Plus, I totally enjoyed Klaus.
By the
Klaus
way, I was about to say, he was much scarier here.
Man.
He was much more intense. I was like, okay, the casting, like,
they got it right.
Get it now.
Yeah.
They got it right. But what was interesting about him killing Elijah and that revealing all of that they're all dead is, last week we had talked and both of you said, oh, you think all the original family is going to be back.
Yeah.
Because Julie Plec said it's the season of the originals.
Season of the originals. Mm.
Well, I mean, who knows what Klaus has in store. Yeah. I mean,
but I'm down with him now. Like, I like Klaus.
I can rock with Klaus after this episode.
Because I know we were, last week we talked about how he was negotiating and how that was too nice for him to do, but he was ruthless this episode. Yeah. He was ruthless and he was scary physically.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's, we're going to jump around, but all right, so let's
yeah,
bring,
I'm sorry.
Let's, all right.
I'm so excited.
No, because I was just about to go really off topic right here. So we're going to bring it back. Let's start soft.
Okay.
It's really not even soft. Okay. Let's talk about Caroline. We finally got the sheriff. Mm-hmm. I was excited for that.
I was so excited. Now, I didn't understand how Tyler's mom had first gone in, and if you haven't done anything this time.
Yeah, that was weird. Like, that was weird.
Let me try to maybe clean the gears in the head. The mother fell down the stairs.
Right. How? Remember,
the witch,
she was pushed.
The warlock? Was it the warlock?
She was pushed purposely so that Tyler could come back, have an excuse to come back because his mother was sick or mother got hurt. Do you remember that?
The warlock who she hated.
Now, they were in the Tyler's house.
Yes.
When John was bitten by Klaus.
No, that was another time before.
Wait, they were in Tyler's house when John...
That was when they were having
that...
Remember
when Elena was winning that award? Or...
Yes, or accepting that award
when,
on behalf of her
John
family.
No, John was bit by Isabel or Catherine.
Yes, yes.
To get the attention.
To be a distraction,
off.
To show
so
that...
did Tyler's mom see that?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe
okay,
it's
so
in response to that. Okay, thank you
in
for clearing
house.
That
okay.
up. Because I was like, why is she...
I was like, all of a sudden she comes in, like, all, okay, biatch, it's like...
She runs shit. Like, she was, like, about some business, like... with one arm. Yeah, you like, go, girl.
It's like, this is, yeah, so.
But, I mean, I knew there was, I was with you guys like, what? Random, oh God, yeah. We, really?
Yeah.
Really? But, you know, we came back with it. I was like, there's definitely something going on in which she had that part. Now, the sheriff.
Mm-hmm. Kills.
Whoa.
Well, before that, kidnaps Elena. That was the first thing, and that was good.
Was that the...
Because that wasn't... See, right, yeah, that was right. That's when she first came back.
Elena went to...
After her instructions.
Damon's sick throughout this episode, and yeah. Elena goes to try and mm-hmm. talk to him because Stefan had asked her to. And so the sheriff kidnaps Elena. Then the sheriff goes to... Which was, like, really way too quick for that mm-hmm. whole situation to happen.
Yeah. The thing is, she goes to Damon... And, like, he throws her against the wall. And, like, I thought she was dead. He threw her pretty hard. And then we see her in her office and she's perfectly fine.
He threw her more than hard.
Yeah. He threw her up against a brick wall.
Yes.
Like, she was on the ground looking unconscious.
Yeah.
But
it was quickly forgiven. Yeah. But, yeah, she should have been dated.
There were more important things to do.
Yeah.
So, let's go back to Tyler's mom. When she went in there and she, you know, made that threat to
take over,
what are your thoughts as far as what Caroline's mom was actually thinking? Because last episode we saw she said to Matt, "You're done. You're not going to be a part of this. I need to, you know, like we almost felt like she pushed Matt aside to say, you're not going to be strong enough to carry
but
this
also,
plan over.
We have always throughout her entire like back and forth thing. The reason she didn't all of a sudden go on a killing spree is because, it's her daughter. She's still her little girl. She said that to Matt. She was like, you're too emotionally involved, but yeah, she's still my daughter. That's why I don't know what I'm going to do. So I think that's what she was thinking, is if somebody else who's not in my position knows, like, my daughter could be killed.
See, I didn't get that she pushed Matt away. I saw that she sensed Matt was getting soft, but reminded him what was at stake. I don't think she knew how truly soft Matt had gotten, as in, like, I'm going to clue Caroline in on the plan.
Yeah, definitely. I don't think she
And knew. I thought that all this time, the sheriff was plotting. Like, I don't think she was just, you know, waiting.
But I felt she was
I think this was all part of the plan, and maybe by Tyler's mom coming in, it pushed the plan forward, as in, like, well, all right, well, let's do this soon.
So, but what was the plan? Because to me, it looked like she was just... I felt like she was building up a plan. I felt like something epic...
And something epic did happen.
Yeah.
Well, it was epic, but I felt like it was almost pushed in. She was like, okay, we need to go get Elena to ask questions, and then we'll figure it out from there.
I don't know. No? I think she had a plan. Separate Elena.
Because I guess she was going to get Damon.
Go get Damon. I mean, okay. Whatever her plan was, of course it went awry. But I can't imagine the sheriff not having a plan. Like, that's what she
does.
Yeah,
no, there was definitely a plan.
It just wasn't fully revealed to us.
I mean, so throughout this episode, we see this back and forth between... you know, Caroline's mom, and just the battle of what am I to do? You know, she's taking Elena, and she, you know, she doesn't know how to say anything to Elena. She's like, well, they're killers, you know, like, and
yeah.
Elena tries to explain the situation to her, and let's go back to now, Bonnie, because I don't want to finish that up and say everything that the sheriff did yet, but I mean, Bonnie...
Well, I mean, why don't we transition what the sheriff did into our next topic, which could be Jeremy.
Well, right, okay. So I guess what the sheriff did was, at the end of the whole thing, you know, she goes to find Damon. Damon pushes her out the way. What's the name of the bar? Mystic Grill. Damon's there with Jeremy, who... Jeremy wanted to be the superhero this episode. Yeah. And
he stood up to Bonnie. I thought Jeremy was hot this episode. I know you said you thought he was a little hot last episode, but this episode, he even stepped up his game. He got a haircut.
Yep.
A little bit of a tan.
Really good.
Yeah.
And I even got to say, I kind of like their relationship. Yeah.
For the first time, I so wrote that down because I know every time we have said Jeremy, Bonnie, my answer is really or boo. Mm-hmm. But either way, it's not good. But this is the first episode when I was like, I like them.
Yes, I wrote it down too.
And I felt like when she said, I love him, she meant it. And I got it. And I enjoyed it.
Can I just, like, I mean, obviously this is getting into the big cliffhanger at the end, but the whole thing with him dying, quote unquote, I was like, okay, we've been through this before. That was the one, like, part of the, while watching it, before seeing the cliffhanger that I didn't like. Like, when she was reviving him in the, like, I didn't like, because I was like, okay, what's the point of this storyline?
Well,
I was like, and I was like, thank God they turned it around with that big cliffhanger. But I was like, we've seen this before.
Well, they said the
whole blood.
Yeah, like the whole, like, yeah. Like, the cons, but no, what I'm saying is, like, him being dead, like, we've seen somebody. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like we've kind of seen somebody be revived before.
Right, but this,
it
wasn't. This
was never by a witch.
And this was the thing.
Yeah.
Was she revived before?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
She revived herself.
That's where I was kind of like,
She revived herself?
Yeah, remember the Last Dance episode? In the dance episode, she revived herself.
But she was just pretending to be dead
or to be hurt. It was a spell.
Like, yeah, it was
But
weird.
No, this is like, why I didn't want to get into what had happened with Jeremy, because I kind of want to talk about Bonnie and Jeremy's relationship. Mm-hmm. At the beginning of the episode, Stefan and Bonnie go to the house, the witch house.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And Bonnie asks...
Which, by the way, all of a sudden vampires... I didn't mention this last week. Vampires are now allowed into the witch house. Well, the first time Damon went in there...
No, Damon got kicked.
I know, but last week they were all in that witch house... And this week they were, but when they first went there, they, like, the witches, like, kicked Damon out.
I remember that.
Because he was a vampire.
Yep.
Oh, so, Damon did go in last week.
Yeah, they were all there.
Okay. Yeah.
Anyway.
So Stefan goes in there with her, and they're looking for the cure for Damon.
Yes.
And the witches start getting aggravated with Bonnie because they felt she was abusing her power, mm-hmm. and they don't want to help these brothers specifically. I mean, they've caused a lot of drama for them and the witches in the past. So they keep asking Emily, you know, and Bonnie feels this connection with Emily that she keeps reaching out to.
And I thought that when she channeled Emily, she did a good job.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I gotta say, Bonnie, this episode, I even wrote down, girl, forget the singing career.
Yeah.
You know, if that's your thing, do it. Do the YouTube mm-hmm. videos. But when you were crying, you gave me everything I needed.
Do you know what I like that they did? Because in the promo, you actually saw Emily. And the last time she channeled Emily, you actually saw her. And actually, Julie Plaque ended up saying a lot of stuff in the promo ended up being cut out. And I like that they kind of, because I was waiting for them to do a switch, but I like that they kind of stayed with Bonnie.
Yeah.
Because there were so many, like, I mean, this is a whole other thing, but there were so many back and forth that I like that at that moment they just kind of stayed. And you got it with the voice.
Yeah.
Yes. You didn't need it. Yeah. Like, I completely understand if you don't know Emily, if that would be confusing with the voice, but I think with the voice it was perfect and it was great.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I like the whole transition of the whispering and you heard all the different voices. And then, like you said, it came into that Emily and, you know, she explained, this isn't happening. Get over it and get out, you know. And Bonnie's messing with a huge power. Like, girl, you need to be a little nervous. You're pretty bold for messing with 100 witches. So now we get into the situation with Jeremy. Is Caroline's mom ended up trying to shoot Damon and ends up shooting Jeremy instead. And all three of us were like, that's all we needed.
That was the point that was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Klaus had killed Elijah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Which was a moment, but it wasn't that moment.
See,
which I feel like I said last week, is what made me fall in love with the Vampire Diaries. So to have that moment again, which I felt like we had lost a little bit of, just solidified, all right, we are on season finale. I'm back on.
Like, I think it was cool, but this is just going back to what I was saying before. Jeremy was somebody who I felt like they're not going to kill him off. So I didn't have that reaction.
No.
Because I was like, Jeremy's not going to die. Like, and that's what I was like, okay. See, what I thought was when Caroline, like, bit her mouth, like, and was going to feed him and he was going to wake up. And that was going to be
showing the mother.
Yeah, how that they can, how the mother, yeah, how they aren't all bad. So, and that's why I didn't like the whole, because I was like, okay, Jeremy's not going to die. Throughout all that point, I was like, really? Really?
Well, at least for me, and sometimes if you know a character is not going to die, you're like, oh, okay, what was that for? But I just appreciated the surprise.
The execution
in him
of it.
Yeah, getting shot.
Yeah, the execution, I will tell you.
Because that came out of absolutely nowhere.
Taylor was real quick.
And, yeah, he was. And I liked the fact that he didn't come back to life through a vampire.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is what we've seen.
Yeah, well, that was the season cliffhanger. One of the season one cliffhangers was him because he wanted
to turn Anna. Yes, I remember that. He took all those pills. Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, so, you know, with this being killed, Bonnie had to go back to life.
Want to find out what the AfterBuzz is about?
Janice is a drama queen.
Just like to mix it up.
Right. So serious. Remix up in
that
here.
That was the witches.
DJ
that,
Phil.
By the way, that actually legit happened without me pressing anything.
The witches do not want us talking
about
them.
The witches do not want us talking about them.
Mind
That's
you,
a little
we
scary.
We have a skull here on the table, so let's turn that around. So they go back to the lair, we'll call it.
Okay.
And Bonnie said she knew what she had to do, and...
Mm-hmm.
You knew witchcraft was going to be involved with this. She went with Alaric, correct?
Alaric,
yes.
Yes. Back there, and she tries to channel the witches, and they
does.
She channels them, but they were not happy.
Takes a lot.
They told her, you need to get out of here. You're disrespecting us.
Yeah.
And
there will be consequences.
There will be consequences. Well, was that before or after she said, I love him? I think it was
no, but I love him. That was the last thing she said.
Okay. Yeah. There will be consequences, and she tries to do it, the spell, and nothing is happening.
And then she channels Emily. She says, Emily, please, I love him.
And when she said that, I was like, ooh, and, you know, she started crying because she realized nothing happened.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, ooh, these witches are ruthless. I said, no, honey, no. Here's your lesson. Yeah. You loved him. Well, we loved a lot of people who these vampires killed.
Right. It's 100
and
we're of not us.
Right. There's a lot of heartbreak up in here.
Yeah.
So that was that whole moment. I liked that whole moment. And even still when that happened, I love him. Like, I was like, I felt Bonnie, but I was still like, really, girl? You love him because it's her brother, your best friend's brother. You love him for a lot of reasons. I get that, you know? It wasn't until they were in the bed on the computers going back and forth and you saw the growth in Jeremy. He said, I feel different for me personally.
Yeah. See, no. You know what I thought? I felt that she loved him in a genuine way in when he was in her arms.
Yeah,
when
how I felt. Yeah,
and I thought that I feel different had something to do with something not quite going right with him coming back to life.
Well,
not this,
in terms of growth.
This
I mean, when he was laying in the bed, for me, just me personally, I felt like how you guys said, oh, I felt like he was a man this whole episode. Yeah. Even when he stood up to Bonnie, I was like, I was still a little like, boy, please.
Still rolling your eyes.
Like, I like that he did it, and I like that he walked away from her and didn't allow her to kiss him and, like, faint again. Like, I'm happy all that didn't happen. But for personally, when he was laying in that bed coming back, I saw and felt the change that for me. And so that was, like, seeing them, like, the whole her saying I love you, her in the arms, and then being able to see him react back to it, that is what made me felt.
So here's my question, because this is with that scene too. When she says, you can thank me tomorrow and the next day and the next day, did you automatically think, okay, there's something wrong with that line?
Oh, no.
Because that's what I thought.
I was like, she wants to bone him tomorrow.
I was like, it's sweet, but I was like, that line has an underlying theme to it.
Meaning he's never going to be able to die? Or
like, there's just something. Like, I just feel as if, like, with this show, you just, one thing that I've learned with this show is one line from the smallest character, which Bonnie isn't, but just like to show the magnitude, one line from the smallest character can change the entire scope of the show.
Well, you know, what's interesting is even if I might have had that thought, mm-hmm. it was erased when Alaric was teasing him.
Yeah.
Because
which
it was just kind of like,
oh,
it was a really
cute moment. Which was such a cute moment.
It was so cute. And it endeared me to Alaric because mm-hmm. I've been kind of lukewarm toward Alaric, but I saw it for the first time as like, okay, he's going to step in and be this father figure, mentor.
Exactly.
Because
it was almost like, well, what part are you going to play now?
Yeah, I like it completely just set it up.
He's the parent figure that you wanted.
Yeah, he's going to be the parent figure. Completely. And it was one of those things that, one thing, like I was saying with this show, I feel as if you really have to pay attention to every line. So I was like, okay, the fact that he isn't, why is it important that he isn't staying or is staying there? Right. So it's like, okay, he's the parent figure now.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I mean, and I always keep in the back of my mind, he has a lot of knowledge. He has a mm-hmm. lot of, they're going to need him for the show when it gets really epic and Demon of the Week or whatever they want to do.
It's no more Demon of the Week. I told you I'm not going for that idea.
Janora said.
No Monster of the Week.
Well, I mean, we got some monsters at the end of this. Jeremy was sitting in his room and we see these shadows.
I'm so excited.
Around.
I thought that was great. That came out of nowhere. I was not anticipating
that. I thought it was
that.
Emily. I thought it was going to be one of the witches.
I thought it was Emily.
I thought it was like, and all of a sudden I'm like, that girl, like I saw her and I was like, wait, she's like this really pretty, that's not Emily.
Yeah.
Is she like a random witch? And I was like, holy shit, that's Vicky. Oh my God, that's Anna. And you know what I thought was really cool about it too? The way they did it, like Vicky was wearing this, like, that was what Vicky
what she
was
died
wearing.
In?
No, you know what she of course only I would know this.
Only Emily would know.
She died in like her vampire outfit. It was a Halloween dance costume, or something. But it was like what Vicky would wear. Like that's what she was wearing when she turned into a vampire. And like that was Anna. It was like, okay, this is them. Like I thought it was awesome.
So how I interpreted mm-hmm. them being part of it, because, yep, I was with you at first. I thought it was a witch. But I was like, no, she's not a light-skinned black person. That's a white person with dark hair. Oh, it's Vicky. bringing back him back to life, those were the people that were in his heart. So bringing him back to life is also bringing the people that he kept with him back to life, which was a Vicky, Anna.
That's deep. Yeah. I like
and
that.
That's the consequences because now
you have
all
this love.
Oh, by the way,
because
I had thought at the beginning that it was Jenna on the couch. It's Alaric. It's Alaric sleeping on the couch. Like, I thought it was like, oh, all the dead vampires in his world are alive, but not.
No, I mean, when I saw the two girls, it was like, it definitely has to do with his heart and something with love. I almost think that's more of a curse to Bonnie.
Oh, yes. Those are the consequences that she's got to face. Because remember, we talked about feeling the love with him and Anna, or even him and Vicky, more than feeling it with Bonnie.
Right.
So now she's got some competition, and we'll see how it all plays
out. Here's what I like find kind of crazy, though, is the fact that they didn't, what I thought they were going to end with was like Stefan either biting the girl or walking away with Klaus. Like it was going to be one of those kind of endings. Do you know what I'm saying? Like that's what I saw coming. Because I was like, why wouldn't they end on either Stefan or Damon and Alina? And the fact that they ended on Jeremy, that was
that was great. I was just like the season finale of season one, where they ended on the eyes of the werewolf. Do you remember he opened his eyes? That wasn't the season finale?
No, that was the season finale, but that wasn't the Smash.
That wasn't the last. That was Catherine.
Was Catherine?
Okay,
yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, I mean, as far as them with the finishing with Jeremy, it's almost like they opened the show with Damon, and we know it's Vampire Diaries. We know the whole story that's going on. We get it, mm-hmm. and That would almost be a little too typical, and we always say Vampire Diaries gives us that aha. And they gave it Jeremy, I will say, was the aha moment throughout this whole episode.
I think this, like, this is, I mean, maybe we do predictions, even though there's not an episode next week, but I think this is definitely, because really, Stefan and Klaus are, like, gone off and doing whatever. There isn't a villain right now for next year. So I think the villain next year might be the witches.
Well, it's only one witch. Oh, you mean one witch in all the...
Like the witches the behind. Spirit, like...
I don't think that I think that they've meddled enough. I think that this is going to be
Bonnie's personal curse. I don't know. I think this is going to play a big part in the series. And I think it's... I mean, they wouldn't end on it like this if it only had an effect on Bonnie.
Or how interesting. This is the new triangle.
Yeah. Well,
now it's a square.
Well, we don't know. I mean,
I don't think they're real. It's just interesting. I don't know. I'm just trying to throw.
So let's talk
there.
About a triangle. Let's talk about Stefan, Elena, and Damon.
That was great.
And Catherine. We saw some Damon. We saw a lot of Damon and Catherine.
Well, yeah. So Damon's sick through this episode. Of course, we keep saying this, but he's having these
hallucinations. He can't differentiate Elena and Catherine, and it's like,
or what's present time,
right?
And what's
that's where I wanted to go with
past
this. You know,
day.
And I love that this whole Gone with the Wind theme was there. I wish have watched Gone with the Wind, unfortunately. Shame on us, because American classic. But we never watched it, so I wanted to initially pause this, and I said, have you guys watched this? Because I wanted to know, and call us if you know, because the whole scene where Damon went up to Elena at the thing, I felt like that, and they were like, no, let's walk away or something from this whole situation. I wanted to know if that was...
Well, like, I mean, Caroline kind of set it up in the beginning. Like, he said, they're like Scarlet because Scarlet got through the war. I think it was just a symbolic, like, Scarlet dealt with the war and lived through it.
And so interesting, because at the beginning of the episode, Damon's first flashback was of him and Catherine, and she said, will you come back for me after the war? And then Elena walked in and she said, why do you still chase her? She doesn't love you. She's just doing this to toy with you. And that was interesting that in his dream, Elena came in. And then... after the whole movie and after the movie finished, he went to Gone with the Wind, that whole little park area. He found Elena, and that's where they had their moment after. And the whole thing was Scarlet. She found him after the war. Very interesting that they did it that way.
And then there's them cuddling on the bed.
Oh, my God.
Which was...
I didn't like it.
I thought it was so sweet.
I thought it was
sweet,
so sweet.
But I just didn't want the kiss to happen because I was like...
You didn't. My heart melted like, when they kissed.
It did. Don't get me wrong.
And I wanted to scream and
you know what, Jesse? All the Twitter people are saying they loved the kiss.
Oh, I said that to them. I was like, Vampire Diaries is giving these people what they want.
But not
like,
too much of it. Because remember, we were scared that it was going to be...
They're
going to fall back in love. But no, but it was so real.
If Catherine didn't walk in, I would have hated that moment. I loved the fact that she walked in right at that moment, made it awkward, because then it made Elena be like, wait, what am I doing? And not only that, but then it sets it up, because now Damon's healthy, and I don't want it to get predictable. And I know Vampire Diaries won't do it. No. I know they won't. But at this point, it's like, well, Stefan is a monster now. He's going back to his old ways. Catherine's like on a high horse, like, woo, y'all were just kissing. I'm going to go get Stefan. He's going to be evil. I'm going to be evil. We're all going to be evil.
No, she's out. No, she's just she's bye to everybody. Bye, y'all.
Well, I don't think Catherine's out.
The thing is, with him being all sweaty and all, I was like, please don't have them, like, have some makeout session. Like, no. It was perfect. It was it was perfect.
Well,
now,
what happened with Elena being bit?
Oh.
He bit her neck.
But I think, remember.
She has to drink the blood.
She's okay. He just bit her. Bled. Like, she was cut by a knife. She's okay. Because remember season one when Caroline used to be fed off?
Or Angie.
Yeah, even like the recent girlfriend.
Yeah.
He just feeds off her a little bit.
Yeah, okay. He just fed off her.
All right. I mean, where did we get with Damon before before that whole love situation happened? You know, they're trying to find a cure for Damon.
Yeah.
And Stefan, it's like the web involved here is crazy. Yeah. Stefan is just like doing everything he can to help his brother.
Yeah.
And then the whole time, Damon's tossing and turning between, I don't know if I want my brother's ex-girl or my brother's new girl.
And
well, okay, here's the one thing I felt weird about. Did Klaus ever compel Stefan? I don't think he did.
No, it's he didn't.
Stefan, you have super speed. Run. That's what I didn't get.
Klaus can wreck town
right now.
You can't
run from Klaus. No, I don't think that would have worked.
Like, I don't know.
But I believed Stefan more sacrificing himself for his brother than sacrificing himself for Jenna from last week.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know.
And I also like the more blood he drank and more evil or he got, the sexier he got. I thought he was hot when he was bad.
I don't know. I was like, no, you're kind of creeping me out. I was like, this is gross. I was like, no, there's blood dripping. I was like, no, this is not attractive look for you.
Well, and so I almost felt at one point, you know, because Elijah had, Klaus had promised Elijah he saved him, he would show him his family. And Stefan witnessed all this. He witnessed Klaus turn on his brother, lie, take his word back. Mm-hmm. And I thought at one moment, I thought Stefan, you know, because Stefan's really controlled.
Yeah.
And even after all those, he had like 7-8 bags on the floor, just like blood dripping everywhere. I still felt Stefan has himself together.
Yeah, I completely agree. I felt like, okay, Stefan's going to come out on top, but I was like,
right, and not only that, but if he had the keyhole for that, because it's like, you know, Klaus had already given Catherine the vial.
Yeah,
you're good to go, Stefan. You have you have super strength now because you just drank 8 bags.
Yeah, still, see, that's what I was thinking.
Super strength versus Klaus.
No. Yeah, it doesn't work.
You know, especially now that Klaus has broken the spell and is half werewolf too. Yeah. I think he's just buying time to plan to be able to get away.
Mm-hmm.
To plan something because he can't do it right now.
Or even at least just to kind of find out what Klaus is up to, because Klaus has some...
Maybe.
He has something crazy.
But by the way, and with all of this, I think it's going to be a good and interesting way, because as we saw at the end, and as like all the fans on Twitter, people want Damon and Elena to get together. So with Stefan gone, they're going to have to lean on each other. He's going to like, it's going to go down.
Be interesting.
Also want to say, the originals can definitely come back, because Klaus lied again. The family was not in the ocean.
Yeah.
They're in some place in Mystic Falls. And all Elijah has, in order for Elijah to come back, someone's just got to pull that stake out of his heart.
Yeah. So we'll see. I mean, it leaves a lot to potentially happen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they definitely left us with a lot of cliffhangers, actually, this episode.
I think it was kind of like, there was more like two. There was Stefan leaving, Jeremy being haunted, or three, and then like kind of what's going to happen with Damon and Elena.
And I mean, even I was kind of curious with, well, even but still, to me it's like, well, what's going to happen with Bonnie now? I mean, that gets tied in my head. Not even that, but even Tyler, you know.
Tyler,
we didn't see Tyler this episode, and Tyler was struggling last episode.
I saw him in my mind.
I did too. And he's the only werewolf on their team, and now it's they mention, like you said, you have to listen to every word in this show. Elijah made sure to mention that during the full moon, Klaus remained a werewolf. Yeah.
It's not a vampire.
It's not
and
a vampire.
And he can control how much he's a werewolf. Because he stayed for 2 days as a werewolf.
Right.
So he can, I think he can, he doesn't need a full moon to turn.
I don't know. Maybe. I just think the possibilities are endless, and I'm happy about that.
I still can't believe that final. moment. It was like confusing.
Wait, which final? Which
the
one?
Final Jeremy moment?
Oh, the Vicky.
Well,
and Anna.
Where it was. It was kind of like. I think one thing that I keep on going back to is the two people they brought back were both not only people that he loved, but both vampires. So okay. I felt that that has to be, because it's like, if it'd be people that he loved, they could have brought back his parents or his, or Jenna.
No,
or,
yeah, but well, no, no, so because here's like, why I'm going to say that this spell is mostly, there will be consequences.
Mm-hmm.
There will be, the best way to do it, Bonnie admitted she loved him. And so the consequence is going to be on your love. You love him, test it. Here's where you guys are going to really fall into a battle. It's not Jenna coming back because he loved Jenna. It's, and Jenna was a vampire as well in the end. It was his
love. I just think it's going to be bigger than affecting their relationship.
Well,
oh,
no, because
they're like going to come back and terrorize the town,
not necessarily, but I feel as if it's, yeah, it's. I think it's more than just Jeremy and Bonnie, because the thing is, like, you can split up Jeremy and Bonnie in the easiest way possible without, like,
but they want them together for a specific reason,
and they have to pull them apart. Like, this is too big. Two vampires coming back from the dead and haunting is too big for, like, it just to be some drama between Jeremy and Bonnie, I think.
Well, I mean, Jeremy coming back from the dead is like, well, we've already seen, like you said, we've already seen it before. Mm-hmm. Why are we doing this to Jeremy? Why are we going through this? And part of me was almost like, can he see something? Does he have powers now? Is he not normal now?
Hmm.
You know, coming back from the... Because this was the second time, actually, he's come back from the dead because Damon snapped his neck.
Yeah.
With the whole ring.
But he had the ring, so it was a little different.
Yeah. Which, didn't he have the ring?
Right, but they wasn't killed by supernatural force. Okay. He was killed by the sheriff, so it wouldn't work.
Okay. You know, I mean, I don't know. We'll get into that with predictions as far as that goes. But, I mean, I think we pretty much covered everything. I mean, it was just a crazy... It was
Damon and Elena. By the way, if you realize, like, Elena has no idea what happened with Jeremy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. She has no idea.
And with Stefan, throughout the whole episode.
Yeah.
The two people she's closest to through this whole episode, she was kind of, I mean, at the end, I know Catherine's told her what happened, but...
Catherine was great to school, because we hadn't really touched too much on that conversation.
Yeah.
The conversation between Elena and Catherine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I thought it was brilliant, her saying, you can love both.
I did. That was perfect. I was like, and I think that's really going to be a big part of the, because you saw like Elena's reaction was like, oh my God,
do I? Well, and it's almost like, I felt like Catherine did it like a bitch slap, like, you judged me, you said all this stuff about
me. So true.
And now look, you understand where I was, why I did what I did, who I really love.
Yeah.
And I think that's why we can live without Catherine, as long as, like, Elena isn't all 100% Stefan 24/7.
I agree. And I think Catherine's going to bounce. She's going to go to wherever she is going to go to for a while.
Episode 15.
Come back. And she's going to be, like, the surprise. Because clearly Klaus said, oh, don't worry about Catherine because we'll find her.
Mm-hmm.
Remember to Stefan at the end. So she'll come back eventually, but I think they are going to give it some time.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought the scene, I know we just talked about it, but I want to talk about it again,
mm-hmm.
with Damon and Elena.
I was just
going to
bring it up too. If you bring
I thought the acting was fabulous. Yes. I felt her. She was just so gentle in the tear and then the kiss.
Which
it wasn't
never
a make
see
out,
with
it was
Stefan.
A,
her and Stefan. It's always dramatic. Like, this was
real.
Or
it's always like a fun, it's either really dramatic or like a flirtatious makeout session.
Yeah, like, I agree. But this one, like, you felt it. And maybe you felt it because you wanted it.
Exactly.
This whole time. Because remember, the only time that we thought they kissed was when she was really Catherine.
Yeah.
And had, at the end of last season. But this time it was her and I don't, do you,
The better setup for me with it, with their romance, you know, the reason I didn't like it was because I just it's so early, and it's just like
early.
Okay, this is wait, no,
wait, early for me because in my happy little head, Vampire Diaries is going on for 10 seasons. So in Jesse's happy little head, that's why it was early for me.
Graduated from college,
right?
Happy.
Like we can keep this going. Just make it happen, season 3. Don't do it right now. I don't want to see that. But I will say this: how I can accept it, and why I totally felt the acting, everything about that scene was great. Mm-hmm. Me personally, I just didn't want it to happen so soon. But why I accepted it was because throughout the whole episode, he was having this battle, and we saw this why Stefan and Catherine worked better. We saw why Damon and Catherine didn't work. We saw her really play him, and so we see. Throughout the season, and you know I love growth. I'm all about growth. We've seen through these 2 seasons Damon turn into this little cuddle bunny. And, you know, now he was at this weak point and Elena was there to save him. And he's been trying to save her this whole
season. That's an interesting way to look at
it. Now, when Damon made the comment, and this is where I was like, I fell for it. Damon said, you know, I don't know why I chose her. I don't know why I chased her. And Elena said, you know, you can't help. You know, you can't help that. And he said, but you know what? I'm happy I did, because if I never did, I would never have loved you.
Yeah.
And that was where I wanted to take a damn cup, throw it against the TV and be like, oh my God, please. You guys got you between them and Bonnie. Like, loved it. I loved it. And I fell for that great. Whole romance right
like,
there.
Like, and here's the thing. Like what you're saying about being it too early. Any other show, they would have been together.
Yeah. You're right.
Season 1, episode like 14.
I'm only doing it to counterbalance you when you were like, I want her to turn into a vampire. This, right. It's too early for all that. I don't want to see any of that. So, yeah. I mean, all right. So before we go to a commercial break, you guys want to make any last comments about this episode? Or I mean, because I'm just really excited to get into predictions.
Right. Yeah, I'm excited to get into predictions.
I just thought it was an interesting season finale.
Yeah.
Because totally. I know we talked about last week seeming like a season finale with all the drama. So it was nice that this one was a different tone than that, but brought those very classic Vampire Diary surprises and cliffhangers that want to make you watch season 3.
Absolutely.
Would you say, well, first of all, the thing what you just, a good word that you just pulled out was the tone. Like, I felt from the moment the episode started, you knew what the tone of the episode was going to be. And I just felt like I knew what it was. Okay, this is the tone. This isn't going to be, which I liked. Second of all, do you agree? Because right before we talked about, is it going to be more of a stereotypical, like, primetime soap type episode? Like, high schoolish type, like a Gossip Girl or 90210 or OC or, like, stuff like that. Like, it was a lot about the relationships.
It was, but when they gave us that... I'm really about to dip into predictions, but when they gave us that ending, it was all about that.
Yeah.
But that ending takes it someplace totally...
No. Like, I knew it wasn't going to
be ending between
complete,
all of them, all the stories, I'm saying. If you take what happened with Stefan and Klaus, if you take what happened with Damon and Elena, and then you take what happened with Jeremy, and you look at that from the outside, and just where all the pieces are being placed right now...
Yeah.
They could go very Gossip Girl, but this is, like you said, the tone. The tone for me was supernatural.
I didn't mean going Gossip Girl. I meant just like this episode was more focused.
Oh, you're just saying this specific episode.
Yeah, this specific episode was more focused on the characters.
At the beginning.
Yeah.
But as the episode went on, they balanced it out with the, I just feel like we're going to get more demons. We're going to get...
Right.
Supernatural
so
things.
Here's a little bit of love, just enough, but bam.
Yeah, because these fans want to see something between Damon and Elena, and I hope they push each other away for something.
You know that's going to happen. You know they're not going to be together, because that just can't happen.
Well, I mean,
easy.
I think something more is going to happen with them, but I don't think they're going to be together, but I think at some point something more than... This isn't the end of Damon and Elena.
Well, okay, here's another thing, actually. Damon bit Elena on the neck, right?
Yes.
He bit her while talking to Catherine.
He thought she was Catherine.
Right, and he said, I'm doing this because I want to be with you forever.
Yeah, he thought she was Catherine.
Mm.
You mean, kind of. Is this before, this probably was before he was a vampire, so maybe he was sucking her blood because he thought she would sacrifice him so he can come back as a vampire, maybe?
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
Wait a minute, what?
He would drink her blood.
Because
he wanted to be a vampire.
With her forever. With Catherine forever.
With Catherine forever.
So, again, might bounce into predictions, but with Elena maybe finding that, it's almost like, well, you bit me. Like, you did it again. Like, you...
No, but she knew that he was...
Not in the right mind,
and like thought that he was Catherine.
And Elaine is very real world Heather, and she'll forgive him.
Sorry, that's a whole
That doesn't even belong in here. I'm sorry I even brought that up. But all right, so Phil, why don't you take us to a commercial break, and let's get into predictions when we get back.
Want to find out what the AfterBuzz is about?
Janice is a drama queen.
This is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Give us a call. 424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
This television, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
I mean, it's Shakespearean.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Find out why AfterBuzz TV is the number one source for after-show content.
Now, in the eyes of Jimmy, Nucky is a villain.
424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
I mean, who would you guys rather hear that from? Your husband or your best friend?
The wig!
The wig will come off.
When the TV show is over, get your After Buzz on.
I got a prediction.
I love that.
Oh, yeah,
Phil.
What's
your prediction? What's that?
What's your prediction?
Well, so I've been chatting up with your Twitter people.
Yeah, I hope you're treating them nicely.
I'm treating them quite well. And one of the responses was, I'll call in tomorrow.
Are they watching the right show?
I have a prediction. That fan will be very disappointed. when they can't call in tomorrow. Why don't you give them a number again, Jess?
424-256-1729.
Yeah, if you have a prediction, we've got, a couple minutes left. Call in and give us your prediction. We would love to hear it.
I mean, this is going to be the predictions.
Well, if you're going to call in tomorrow, don't call in. Write in at info@AfterBuzzTV.
Because we do not check the voicemail messages here at AfterBuzz. But, all right, this is about to be a prediction segment more so than a brief predictions, because I almost want to go over all these situations.
Right, because that's what I'm writing down now, because it's more than just Damon and Elena. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've got the sheriff. What's he going to do now that she's
on? I think the sheriff and Caroline was pretty wrapped up. Mm-hmm. I think with her hugging, I think I don't think the sheriff's going to be the problem. I think... Lockwood's going to be the problem.
Totally. That's good.
Because they threw that in there right at the
second,
end.
The second, like, which I thought was what we did, a great moment before with just, her finally just wrapping her arms around her daughter. I think that was, that was defeat. So I think, I'm not worried about the sheriff.
And very symbolic of the mother saying to Elena, they're killers, they're murderers. Then she killed Jeremy. She watched Caroline trying to save Jeremy. She didn't understand how that was going to happen, but she saw that Caroline. Yeah, she's a vampire, but she's helping people.
Maybe she'll join the Scooby Gang.
There is no Scooby Gang. I'm protesting against that.
For Buffy.
Yes.
I don't want her to do that. I want the sheriff to be a mom. That's what I want her to do. I want her to lose her job, and I want her to be a mom.
And maybe that's what she'll do.
Yeah,
maybe
good call. That's what good call. I'm interested to see what happens between her and Damon, because they've always had
the
sheriff. Yes. They've always had a very strong, interesting friendship, and one of the reasons she was so hurt was because she really considered Damon as a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm interested to see where that'll happen there. But with Damon, really, all I care about. With Damon is Elena, and I think we're gonna see with Stefan gone.
Where are they gonna pick up? That's what I want.
Would love for them to pick up Well, with Jeremy.
Yeah.
With Jeremy and his
well, here's the thing.
Menage a trois.
What'd they pick up last? Oh,
they have
last
to pick
season,
up with that.
Yeah,
have
I
to.
Think they have to pick up with that, but they are known for, like, with a cliffhanger, like, going to another scene that's happening at the same time and seeing, like, what is going on there and having those other characters react to the big cliffhanger that
that's
we saw.
That's fine as long as in the episode we get that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we'll
I don't,
get it.
No, but I don't want to see, like, the beginning of the episode, Jeremy's like, it's like sunny and they're at school. And
oh, no,
like,
no, no.
What? No.
No, I don't think that'll happen.
They'll bring us back to that again.
Yeah, no.
So as far as Damon and Elena, I want to know where you guys think this is going to pick up. And also interesting, Emily, you said it's crazy that Klaus and Stefan, they didn't end with them walking away.
Yeah.
They're still in Mystic Falls.
I can't see you them picking up with them.
I think
they're going to be missing for a second,
You think
too.
Stefan's going to be gone for this long?
I think because here's the thing. We might see glimpses of what's going on with Stefan. I don't think we're going to get like a travel log of everything
that's the other question.
And I don't want that.
And I don't want that either.
Mm-mm.
I think most of what Stefan's storyline is going to be Damon and Elena trying to find him.
Yes.
And that's obviously, it's going to be a lot of sexual tension and it's going to be a lot of confusion between them because they kissed and it's going to be phenomenal.
Well, as far as the travelogue, part of me wants that because...
Really?
Here's why. We're going to have a love... We're going to get into Gossip Girl in this next season because it's Bonnie and Jeremy and they're in love.
No, they're not in love because now he's got this conflict. Now he came back differently.
They're in love.
I mean, yes, but I'm saying it's not as easy to have this, like, fairy tale.
But the whole premise is going to be love and the battle between that. The battle between Elena and Damon loving each other. The love between Caroline and her mother. There's just so much love going on. And then Tyler's going to come back and Caroline and Tyler
love. But
here's
the thing. Why would Julie Plec call it this season of the originals?
Because here's why I want the travel look. I want the AAA on that ass. here's why. I think it'll add an interesting dimension to this show. I think it'll bring a little bit nostalgic, a few like nostalgic moments of we know what Klaus has been through, but what is his whole deal? What does he really want? And I think that Klaus and Stefan is going to be the end of season 3. I think that's going to they're going to build
it
up to be.
Do you think Stefan's going to be with him throughout season 3, through the entire season 3?
I hope not, but
if they do this travelogue, it would be interesting. Reason being, I'm going to go back, I'm going to pull it out, season finale, I'm going to pull my Buffy book out.
Oh boy, let me find my barf bag.
Spike.
No idea who you're talking.
Okay, well, Spike was a vampire who was evil throughout this whole thing, and he kind of reminds me of Klaus in the fact of him and Darla, who was his love of his life. They were just these evil vampires, and we got this travelogue with them. And you kind of learn about the history of vampires and the different sides of it. Because, I mean, the vampires we're seeing in Vampire Diary right now in Mystic Falls, they all have the same plan. Just kill, murder, and there's nothing, like, epic about what these vampires want to do other than Klaus. Klaus is the first vampire we've seen.
Who has a mission. Who truly has a mission.
But what's his mission now? Oh, we don't know.
No, the mission is to start a new race.
Oh.
And
I forgot about that.
Stefan as his right-hand man, meaning he knows about Stefan.
Stefan kicks some ass.
He knows what Stefan's capable of, and he's going to bring that out. And where are they going to go? Because Klaus
has... Who are they going to mate with?
Klaus has a very specific place he wants to go. He wants to get out of this tragic town.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I mean, I know you love Buffy, and I hate to put this on you, but I think if there's two showrunners who try to run away from being like other shows as much as the, like, I've never seen anything like it. Like, they try to push themselves away from every show, from every vampire. They've been like, we don't want anything to do with Twilight. We don't want anything to do. They've really tried to distance themselves.
Oh, but I get so much Twilight from this.
Even this episode?
Well,
the only reason you get Twilight is like the
No. Even this episode, because now it's like it's the end of second season, and at the end of the second movie in Twilight, what's the main girl's name?
Bella.
Bella is more into the werewolf, and they get their romance going.
But
and now with this one, she's more into Damon.
But it's for completely different reasons.
Oh no, I'm not saying that. But I'm just,
playing
at the fact of it. I mean, and with life, you can only go with so many storylines and ideas of who to mix who up with. But
here's the thing: I think they're not gonna go. I really, just to see where any CW show is gone, any other.
And also, Spike would be the Damon of the situation.
And the thing is, like, even just down to production value, like, I don't think Stefan is going to be traveling around in Europe in, like, for.
Ratings value, I don't think he's going
to
be doing.
Like, he's going to have to be present within Stefan. Like, he's going to have to be present around Mystic Falls in some way. I don't think we're just going to be able to be following him. I just don't expect that.
Well, I think it's all going to be a combination of everything. I think we will see them from time to time, what they do, what they're getting into, what Klaus's plan, how it evolves. Even in addition to his family that he killed off in this secret morgue ish place, like that can come into play.
Kind of looked like a wine cellar.
It did look like a wine cellar.
It did. It was a really nice place to bury some bodies.
And I know we talked about this last week, but we haven't brought it up this week in terms of predictions for next season. But introduction of some new characters. There's only one witch. It's only one werewolf. So are they going to get some family members or buddies to come and be part of Mystic Falls and whatever else is going on?
I'm trying to think of a different type. I mean, we have witch, werewolf. What other type of?
I think adding the werewolf was like enough.
I agree.
I don't think we need another supernatural figure.
Well, because we have ghosts now,
and we have Klaus, who becomes the third.
So yeah,
sect of supernatural.
I think we're good.
Being.
Now, Alaric was a vampire hunter, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why do you keep on calling him Alaric?
Isn't that his full name?
No, it's Alaric.
Alaric.
Oh, what were you
Maybe
saying?
Maybe it's my accent.
Alaric. Alaric.
Alaric. Oh, it might be your accent.
But I don't know. I think we definitely, if they're to get rid of some of these characters, I think we need another character.
Yeah.
I just want another witch. That's all I want. I want Bonnie.
Yeah.
Bonnie needs help. Girl needs some help. She's bleeding, losing blood all the time.
The statement the witches have made, I think another one's showing up.
I think so too. She might lose her powers again or I don't know. I definitely see something going on with the witches.
I think it's going to be heavy on witches next season.
I think so. A lot of
maybe
they've
been so popular.
Summoning, well, yeah,
because you keep calling for more.
I sure do. Any last predictions before
do we have to say goodbye?
How dramatic is this ending?
It's dramatic. Well, this is a dramatic ending. We just got together, and now,
well, guys,
we gotta say goodbye till next season. When does the next season start,
Emily?
Probably around September 17th.
Okay.
Probably like second.
Twitter people are saying October or September.
Oh, it better be
September.
Thanks,
Twitter people.
It's usually September or. You know what I think we should do? I don't know if this is allowed. Am I allowed to break an AfterBuzz rule? Can we do a week before podcast and just wrapping everything? Previewing?
No,
I think that's a great idea.
Like, we should do it.
Like, just because. An hour won't be enough for this season
and
premiere.
Since we started so late, and our commenters on iTunes have said, y'all are a little late, but I appreciate what you guys... They appreciate what we're doing.
It's the star's fault. We're so sorry.
No,
like, meaning late in the season.
Oh, late in the season. Oh, I thought it was like late today. Like, oh yeah, it was my girls.
No. I think that would definitely be something owed to the audience.
Owed to the audience,
and
yeah.
And let's really go hard next season.
Go hard next season, and let's have some callers next season.
We're going to have callers. We're going
to
have
guests. Because I know y'all got something to say.
I know.
Because I'm at home talking to the TV. Yes.
They don't talk to me though, because I comment on everything in this show, and like I feel like I'm gonna get slapped at the end of it. Shh, quiet.
Well, no, girls. Do you know what? They already have their friendships with each other, and like it's a very territorial. Yeah, it's weird.
Well, I mean, I'm gonna miss you, girls.
Yeah, Jesse and Emily, it's been a pleasure.
It's been fun.
We'll have to find another show to keep us
we'll
satisfied.
See you around.
No, yes, I'm not cheating on Vampire Diaries.
No.
Nope, can't do it.
Yeah, can't do it. Mm-hmm. In Grey's Anatomy, which, ladies and gentlemen, tonight, Miss Janora was in the episode for Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, next week.
And I'll be back next week, too, for the season finale.
So check it out. Hulu it tonight.
Yep, social worker Janet. That's me.
Yay. Paula.
And also congratulations on your Arby's commercial.
Oh, thanks.
This girl's doing everything.
Bam. I'm working.
Bad. But until next,
I'm trying to work my way up to be a witch. Now I might have to be a little bit more lighter than what I am.
No,
but
they'll give it to you.
They'll still give it to me.
I think they'll
All right, so write in. You want Janora to be Bonnie's cousin from the south?
Well, you're because you're from where they film.
I am.
Yes,
I absolutely am.
Well, guys, until whenever the season starts next, we'll be back.
Yeah.
Peace out.
Peace. Love you all.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz
you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.